Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the name of the Lord, my friends. This is Family Prayer Time with your host, Pastor Richie. And it's such an exciting time for me to be on the air at this present moment. We want to apologize for our continued program. Amen. We were off the air for a little while. But we want to let you know, my friends, that we are back in the name of Jesus. And what we would be doing, we would be doing making some changes to our program, and we want it to bear with us. So please, you know, stay tuned. Amen. Make sure you join us every morning at the same time. As a matter of fact, the time will be changed eventually to another time, but please stay tuned so that you can know, amen, what is taking place. Right now, we are preparing our studio, amen, and we are trying to do things in such an uplift way whereby we can serve you better. So please remember, this is your host, Pastor Richie, amen, informing you or for new development, amen, or for new creation or for radio station and our broadcast and our video editing and everything. We're going to bring you up to date with what we are doing because we want to reach to you with the glorious gospel of the kingdom of God. This morning, amen, we would be very brief, but we want to take you to the throne of God this morning. I want to let you know if ever a time we need to be praying and seeking the face of God is now. Amen. The word of God said, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. Listen, my friend, I believe today the church have a lot to do, amen, with what's taking place in the world today. There's so much to change. We know for a fact, the word of God tells us, in the last days there would be perilous time. All kinds of things going to happen, amen. But I want to let you know, the church have a responsibility, and I believe because we are lacking in really praying and seeking God, amen, in the way we ought to, amen, we are allowing a lot of different things to take place in this world in which we are living in. But I want to let you know, my friends, God wants us, amen, to lift our voices, amen. He wants us to stand in the gap. Bless the name of the Lord. And God has given us everything, amen, the technology that we need, amen, that we can do all these things. Hallelujah. You're no longer standing at the roadside, amen, but you're sitting in your home, amen, in the church, wherever you are, and set up your equipment whereby you can reach the world with the glorious gospel of the kingdom of God. So let's take the opportunity that God had blessed us with and really run with it, all for the glory of God. Friends, I want to let you know that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness before the end come. So this morning, I want to focus a little, amen, on praying this morning. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Oh, as we continue from now on, amen, until we let you know, hey, listen, this is what we are doing. I want to let you know we would be praying. So I wanted to join in with me this morning in prayer. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your great love towards the world. You tell us in your word, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, you have not only give us, amen, that scripture verse. You did not only tell us that, amen, but you have demonstrated your love for us on the cross. Hallelujah. Amen. The word of God tells us that you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. And Lord, we thank you for what you have done, because we know, Lord, without the shedding of blood, there can be no remissions of sin. And the word of God tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And Lord, you give us that gift. Amen. You give us that gift. I pray this morning that every man, every woman, oh, every boy, every girl would receive the gift of God. Hallelujah. Hey, bless the name of the Lord, would receive that gift, because, my friends, receiving that gift makes such a great difference to our lives. We thank you, Lord. It makes a difference in my life, and I know it's going to make a difference in others' lives. So, Father, I pray this morning that you're going to open the heart of the people. Lord, everyone that tune in to this program and listen, amen, and join with me in prayer this morning, Lord, I pray, O God, that you would minister unto them. Give them, O God, that zeal, that desire, that determination to continue lifting up your name, because you said, if your name be lifted up, you're going to draw all men unto thee. And in these last days, Lord, we need to draw men and women unto you. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, because you said when the Holy Spirit comes, it's going to convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And Lord, we are praying that the Holy Ghost would minister, Lord, to men and women, so that it would convict them of sin, Lord. Oh God, of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment, because we are living in a day and a time, my God, where they take the right for wrong and the wrong for right. But Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you're going to speak to the hearts of men and women. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for taking us from darkness, bringing us into your marvelous light, where we can give you praise, we can give you honor, we can give you glory, we can give you praise, hallelujah, because you are great God, because you are mighty God, because you are wonderful Savior. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. We bless your name this morning, Lord. We glorify your name this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. And Lord, we pray for men and women. We pray for those that is an authority over us, Lord, over this nation, over this government. Oh God, look down upon the president of this country, Lord. I pray, oh God, that you minister unto him. I pray, oh God, that you speak to his heart, Lord. I pray that, Lord, that you pray, Lord, that you have your way in the cabinet members' life, Lord. Amen. Oh, God, look down upon these people, Lord, that is in authority over us, Father. I pray, oh, God, that your Holy Ghost and power would be upon their lives, oh, God, that they would make the right decisions, oh, God. Lord, those some of the decisions that they have made, Lord, that you would turn around, oh, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, oh, God, that you would just have your way in their lives this morning. In the name of Jesus, I pray for every pastor. I pray for every deacon, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, oh God, who have made a decision to follow you and to lift up your name. I pray, oh God, that you would strengthen them with your strength, oh God, that they would not fail, they would not fall away, oh God, but they would continue standing in the liberty and wherein you had made us free, so that we will not be entangled with the yoke of bondage. In the name of Jesus, we claim victory over every man's life, woman, boy, and girl today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your blood. We thank you for the cross. Hallelujah. We thank you for making that sacrifice for us and taking us all from darkness and bringing us into the marvelous light where we can give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. I thank you today, O God, for this wonderful opportunity. And I pray, O God, that as we continue praying for the next program and for the next activity that we're going to have, I pray, O Lord, that you're going to minister unto us. Help us, O God, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, for he has made the heavens and the earth. He would not suffer thy foot to be moved, but he that keepeth thee would not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth but Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon the right hand. He shall not smite thee by day nor the noon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth. and even forevermore. My dear friends, I want to remind you of this little psalm this morning. The very first psalm tells us, amen, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in it doeth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and he's going to bring forth his fruit in due season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff that the wind driveth away. Hallelujah. My friends, this morning I pray right now in the name of Jesus that any weapon that form against you, it shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise up in condemnation, amen, it will fail in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, this morning for this time. I can come to you in prayer today. Hallelujah. Teach us all how to pray. Teach us, O God, the way of thy statutes, that we'll be able to keep it to the end. Give us wisdom. Give us knowledge. Give us understanding. O God, in the name of Jesus, give us wisdom. Give us knowledge. Give us understanding. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. 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 In the name of Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that's within me, praise and magnify the name of Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Oh, I pray for every family today, oh God. Every God-given family today, oh God. Men and women. Amen. I pray, oh God, that you would look down upon these families today, oh God, that you have ordained, Lord. You have ordained the families, oh God. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I pray, oh God, that you visit every home today. I pray, oh God, that you visit every home, Father, in the name of Jesus, and help them to recognize, amen, the importance of the family and the reason why, Lord, you have bring the family into play, Father. And Lord, there is so many attacks on the family. There is so many contrariness that is taking place. Oh God, I break every contrary spirit, amen, that would hinder and that would cause, amen, people to stumble. I bring it down to naught in the name of Jesus, and I claim victory, Father, over that those families, oh God, that is going through, Lord, you know, amen, what is taking place. There is so much confusion. There is so much different teachings, oh God, about the family. I pray, oh God, that you're going to look down, Father, in a very special way, Father, and help us to understand, Lord, as we read the Word of God. Lord, you have given us the Scripture. Oh God, you tell us, oh God, that the Scripture is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Help us to look into the Word of God and see what you have, oh God, so that we can be on the right side, Lord Jesus. We can do the do, Father, all for your honor and your glory. Lord, how we worship you this morning in Jesus' name. My dear friend, this is your host, Pastor Richie, saying we love you with the love of the Lord, and keep on lifting up the name of Jesus. Keep on trusting in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and I'll let you know this morning, he's going to direct your path. His name, amen and amen. Remember, we would be back with you on Wednesday morning as we continue in prayer for the family. God bless you, to bless you today. We love you with the love of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord.